Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at Subprime Auto Finance News and BHPH Reports. And for this episode, we're pleased to be joined by Eric Wareb, who is the Vice President of Fraud and Product Strategy at Point Predictive, where we'll be discussing auto finance fraud and other type of synthetic ID fraud and auto financing. Eric, thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Nick.
It goes without saying, but just to start off our conversation, just how intelligent and sophisticated are these fraudsters to be able to pull off the scams that they do in the credit space, especially within auto financing?
Well, to some people, it sounds quite surprising, but in many cases, they don't have to be very sophisticated. There's a wide range of sophistication involved. It could be as simple as really misrepresenting information on an application, and it could be an egregious misrepresentation of income or employment. But it could also range to fraud around synthetic identities and creating false identifications with combined information. And those synthetic identities are something that we've seen a lot of lately that are actually relatively simple to produce themselves through a series of steps. And we've seen online resources available that if fraudsters know how to follow directions, are technology driven and savvy, they can actually do a lot of these steps themselves pretty quickly and pretty readily, and they're out there on the internet for those to look at and figure out how to do them. And we've found as well that those fraudsters can range from people who are looking to just improve their credit and get caught in using a synthetic ID to people that are actually trying to commit fraud to steal vehicles. So it ranges from people who are out there trying to improve their credit and trying to get a car for themselves, and they've had traditionally poor credit, all the way to people who are trying to steal cars for profit. And again, those synthetic identities can be created pretty easily and readily online. It certainly took a great amount of sophistication for the people that initially figured this out in terms of how to game the system and how to take advantage of it. But once they figured it out, it's become a pretty repeatable process. And certainly something that lenders need to protect themselves against.
And perfect segue into the next question. Just how much more aware are auto finance providers about fraud than say maybe a year ago or maybe even 3 years ago?
Well, Nick, I think significantly more aware than they were 3 years ago. We've put together a consortium of folks that we've been meeting with recently in the auto lending industry. We've seen 50% participation in terms of total origination volume in those consortium, in the most recent consortium meeting. So the industry is aware. They're kind of coming together around this issue. You know, we went around the table and talked to those lenders about what their priorities were. Certainly synthetic identity came up, and those synthetic identities being used for fraud came up as one of their main concerns. But interestingly enough, some of the other areas where they were concerned were what I had mentioned earlier, right, is simple misrepresentation. And this is a problem that's buried today in lenders' credit losses often. They don't even categorize it as fraud. And oftentimes, fraud is thought of as something that ends up being criminally prosecutable. And that's a traditional definition in terms of auto lenders. But they're expanding that scope and really looking at fraud that really includes misrepresentation, and that's misrepresenting an income or an employment substantially, or other pieces of information on the application to get a loan they never would have qualified for otherwise. Just as financially damaging to the lenders themselves, and also a criminal activity in reality. Those applications require truthful information. So again, so many of those losses can be categorized in that misrepresentation category, and lenders, certainly, as we've seen, have been coming together more frequently and trying to do this combat fraud together as an industry.
Pleased to be joined for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Eric Wareb, who is the Vice President of Fraud and Product Strategy at Point Predictive, and we're discussing synthetic ID fraud in auto financing. And And Eric, just in light of the landscape that we're in nowadays, just how difficult is it for auto finance companies to balance the demands of to satisfy the consumer who wants a quick, oftentimes online approval against the risk that comes from the fraud that you and your colleagues are seeing nowadays? Just how challenging is it for auto finance companies to operate nowadays?
I certainly think it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge not only in auto. I think other industries have tackled this as well in terms of credit card and other spaces that have to balance this online approval with the risk of fraud. And you know, there's a variety of methods available to do that. And I think one of the steps that the auto industry can start to take is there is certainly technology available today that makes the process of identifying fraud faster. And really looking at that balance of checking for fraud earlier in their process, in their credit approval process, bringing that fraud check up earlier, making it happen quickly and in real time will help them avoid those fraudulent loans and avoid booking those fraudulent loans, but not provide any negative impact to those consumers that are not fraudulent. And obviously that's the key, right? I think lenders in any industry want to make sure that they're providing the best possible experience for consumers. And again, with the technology around today, moving that process, that fraud check up as early as you can in real time can still provide that positive experience for your good consumers and help you identify fraudulent much earlier than would have been possible, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
And Eric, you kind of referenced it, alluded to it a bit earlier in our conversation, but just what involvement have you seen from federal regulators and or law enforcement in their efforts to curb fraud as well?
Yeah, so certainly law enforcement is always active. It requires certainly input from lenders, right? The lenders are really kind of the first line of defense in many of these cases in terms of identifying fraud and being able to track it down. The law enforcement officials, all the time you can see in the news, they're stopping shipments in containers with high-end luxury vehicles that are being shipped to locations. I think there was a recent one with a shipping container full of Mercedes-Benz high-end SUVs that were being shipped overseas. They're always active, right? And they're always trying to stay on top of the most recent advancements in fraud. And we've talked to law enforcement about those types of things in conferences and certain settings where these new forms come about, and they are difficult to track, they are difficult to tie the pieces together. Law enforcement's always working on that. CFPB, from a regulatory standpoint, is certainly always looking to help consumers and help consumers identify the risk for misrepresentation and being taken advantage of. In the event that there is an unscrupulous employee at a dealer trying to misrepresent info. So the CFPB is certainly taking that on from an education, more of an education standpoint. But they'll continue to try to evolve and come up with different approaches as these fraud types evolve and change over time.
Closing moments here on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, where we're pleased to be joined by Eric Wareb, who is the Vice President of Fraud and Product Strategy at Point Predictive. And Eric, to wrap up our conversation, along with using some of the great tools like what Point Predictive offers, in your estimation, what is it going to take to significantly squelch fraud in auto financing?
Yeah, I think, Nick, I touched on it a little bit earlier. I think some of the focus in auto specifically has been really focused around criminal activity, around identity theft. And I think that's just a portion of the problem. I think when you look at fraud in the auto space, we look at that and estimate, based on consortium data that we have, that it's about 15 to 20% of the fraud problem, identity theft. More significant chunks are out there in misrepresentation and other types of fraud, whether it's income, employment, collateral. That can be upwards of 80% of the total fraud loss number. I think it's ill-defined across the industry today, but in terms of misrepresentation, when it's egregious, it costs those lenders a significant amount of money, and it's no different than some of the criminally prosecutable forms of fraud, where there's a third party taking an identity I think what has to happen or some of the actions that could take place to help curb some of that is really expanding the definition of what we consider fraud in the auto industry. Really expand that to include misrepresentation, not just by a third party, whether it's a dealer, but a first party and a consumer, and really attacking that misrepresentation portion of what we consider fraud. I think I mentioned it earlier, too, moving those fraud processes earlier in that credit approval process and making it happen in real time will, again, just continue to help promote a positive consumer experience, but it's also going to help stop applications from going into the credit process flow that have no reason being there if they're misrepresented or not accurate applications. And I think, lastly, what we've seen is certainly in the industry a willingness to work together and an interest in working together. I think that's another key to what would help really combat fraud and take it to the next level, which is communicating across the industry, sharing those best practices on how to combat fraud, and sharing data where it makes sense with other lenders to prevent a unified front is really the only way to stop these fraudsters who are moving from lender to lender, dealer to dealer to try to perpetrate their crimes. So really those three key things in terms of really expanding that definition to include misrepresentation, moving those processes earlier, those fraud checks earlier in the credit process, and then really working together as an industry, I think will be three key things that could really help drive fraud down in the auto industry.
Again, that's Eric Wareb, who is the Vice President of Fraud and Product Strategy at Point Predictive. Eric, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, and thank you for what you and the rest of the team at Point Predictive are doing to try to curb what is a problem that doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon, unfortunately.
As always, appreciate the time, Nick.
And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Auto Remarketing Podcast via iTunes or the Google Play Store to make sure you catch each and every episode. For my colleague Joe Overby and our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich, and we look forward to having you next time for another episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast.